This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So my heart is a little heavy this afternoon as we start the show.
Oh, is that why you've been an ass since I walked in the door?
Dana said off the air, is that why you've been an ass since I walked in the door? No, I've... Do you really think that?
Did I miss something? No, what happened?
No, I'm just goofing.
So when Dana was in the back on the phone with somebody down the hall, we tasted, well, we being Dan... tasted the homemade cake that Dana had brought into the radio station today.
Lovingly.
And it was, yes, lovingly. And it, I mean, appearance A+.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It looks really good. Man, that looks like a really good cake. But everybody who kept tasting it said the appearance didn't match the taste.
That's on you all. That is the best cake I have ever made. I love it. I'm sorry that you don't.
So we had Jonathan Weir when he... What, you got something, Dan? How come I can't hear Dan?
Did I poison him?
You did. There's a little something in my stomach. No. You know what I tasted?
Yeah.
I tasted that you made it with love.
Mm. Thank you, Dan.
That's not what Jonathan Weir tasted. Nope. So when Jonathan Weir came out of
the... I have the taste of spite and bitterness in my mouth right now.
When Jonathan Weir came out of the studio, we had him... taste Dana's cake, and here it is.
Okay, grab a piece.
This is Kansas City radio legend Jonathan Weir.
All right. What is the cake?
It is a lemon orange mix.
Okay.
It's a New York Times recipe.
Struggling a bit. Still struggling. Would you take another bite?
Do I have to? Say that. Are they known for like their great pastry?
Yes. This is good.
Here's the problem. It's made with olive oil and not butter.
Are you kidding me?
No, that's the problem. Yeah, it's very bland going down. Like at first taste, it's fine, but then it's like a sponge.
On a typical grammar school scale, what would you give it?
ABCDF. Okay. I would give it a second grade F.
Oh my God.
A second grade F. And then I reply with something we cannot share on the radio.
That's why I stopped the tape.
I'm telling you, that is one of my favorite recipes. And there is an entire separate cake that is just lemon. I added some orange zest to this cake.
I tasted
love the cake.
That.
Yeah.
That's why I said at first, well, it's not terrible.
That was Dan's first raw reaction. It's not terrible.
Well, my children love it.
I think we have one too. Oh, no, we have Logan. Logan from next door.
Yeah,
and he's going to take a bite of this orange lemon cake.
Now, there's also
a bite, and I need an honest, absolutely honest answer.
That's not bad.
Had to stop it there.
That's not bad. I believe there's a word coming up that I don't remember whose mouth it flew out of. But
it was yours.
It was yours.
He proceeded to go on to say that he would not spend a single dime on it, never order
He said that if his mother-in-law put it on a plate in front of him, he would eat it.
He would choke it down for the sake of
getting out of the house.
Correct.
I have shared that recipe with so many people.
Half the cake is gone now.
Thank you.
Yeah, because we made everybody try it.
Yeah, we made everybody eat a piece on camera.
You know, I've never been so happy to be gluten-free.
I know. Sam! You are mean. I'm never bringing food in here again.
Look, it wasn't terrible.
Scott!
Dan did...
Bunch of ingrates.
Dan did bite the bullet 1 year, and he drank the crabapple jelly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still have that in there, Sam?
Would you like to hear it?
I think I still have it in my gut.
All good.
Yes,
never again.
Yes.
Never again.
Aww.
Never again. I will never bring anything in again.
No, because you make a great...
crabapple jelly.
No.
Oh.
Dip. Chicken dip.
Would you
make
like
a great chicken dip?
2019's rendition or 2022's rendition?
Oh, we have
rendition?
Two. Let fire when ready, please.
Which one?
6 years old.
I will say 2019 is starting to lose its color. It's more of a dark brown color now. Oh. 2022 is still a little red.
That's a jelly, right?
This is jelly.
Dana's crabapple jelly.
Jam.
Okay, so I no longer own the house where those crabapples were so lovingly picked every year for 20 years. Right. And we attempted 20 years to make crabapple jelly. It never worked. Would it be weird if I went back in the spring?
No. Yes.
Said, would you mind if I just picked up some of the crabapples from the driveway, you know, and attempted, you know, year 21?
Now, why even ask? I mean, just go do it. You're just helping clean up the yard at that point.
Yeah.
All the squished ones in the driveway, just pick those up.
Well, because you know what? And anyone who's had a crabapple tree, you know, they're slippery, they're messy, and then eventually when they start to...
Are they as slippery as their jelly?
Ripen and rotten, the flies, oh my gosh, the flies. The flies love the crabapples. Yep.
What year is that, Sam?
This would be the 2022. It's been fermenting for 3 years now. And
I guarantee you, you drink that right now, you're going to get drunk.
Oh, I bet.
Probably.
I bet so. It's been sealed this entire time, so it has not had any contaminants in it.
Yep. Real quick, the documentary we did not know we wanted or needed, but we all got a text today from good friend of the program, Travis Walker. Today was just like a snapshot back in time. Weir is out here in the newsroom making fun of my cooking. Travis called me, texted you guys, that apparently there is a documentary coming to Netflix about the Joplin tornado.
Oh.
And how we did not hear this was in the works. It's not like they're doing it and it'll be out in 2027. They are premiering this March 19th. It is called The Twister, Caught in the Storm. It is on Netflix again. It is a movie. It's not a, I don't know. What would you call this, Sam? A docudrama?
Do they have real people in it?
I can't tell if they are real or actors.
Hmm.
But I'm curious, if you were in Joplin, would you want to even go anywhere near that? But the answer is probably no, right?
I guess. When was that? 2013?
2014? Oh man, it's been years.
Oh, these are real people.
It is.
It is a true docuseries. Clips from the days prior to the tornado, because you know. Everybody was videoing everything back
then. Listen
to
the trailer, Sam. May 22nd is the anniversary.
What year?
We all know it was an EF5 that killed 161 people. It was the deadliest tornado in U.S. history at the time.
2011.
To think that we were all just celebrating life 24 hours prior to the worst thing that could happen.
This is now a confirmed tornado.
The high school graduation, that is pretty much in the path of this storm.
That Sunday, the weather was beautiful.
After graduation, there's a big party that's thrown.
My dad texted me and said there's a tornado. 2 minutes later, it gets dark within like seconds.
I'll never forget that noise that made it. It was like so loud.
It was a monster, and it was catching up to us.
Where do we go?
Oh, my God.
Come on!
The tornado was, like, right there, pretty much about to touch us.
I looked up, and I saw clear blue sky. We were in the eye, totally surrounded by chaos.
I could feel my body lift off the ground.
I don't know how long I can hang on for.
I accepted my fate. I was flying inside the tornado.
Oh, man. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
That tornado, we forget some of the awful facts about what happened on that day. That sucker was on the ground 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. We sent Kara Markser down there because she had worked in Joplin before she came to be on KMBZ. So we sent her down there to cover it.
My grandfather worked for the Joplin City Parks Department at the time. His home was on top. He lives in Kansas City now, but when he lived there, his home was on top of the hill. And if you remember the dividing line, because that tornado took out everything in its path.
Yeah.
And if you were just beyond that path of destruction, everything was perfectly fine. And there was an entire neighborhood behind his home his entire life. And he was right on the dividing line.
Yeah.
Beyond his fence, there was nothing.
I did a hit for the CBS Morning News. I think at the time it was Harry Smith and maybe Hannah Storm.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when we drove in, it didn't look that bad. Sam, to your point, we must have come in on the side you're talking about. Because there were like some shingles on the ground and you're driving. And I was like, well, this isn't that bad. And then we came up over a hill and I had covered tornadoes before. You had covered tornadoes.
Sure,
you know, you know what the aftermath generally looks like. I had never seen. I will never forget cresting that hill as long as I live.
Really?
Ever. Ah. Because what you saw was just toothpicks that were it just looked like billions of toothpicks coming out of the ground.
And the homes were gone.
Oh, there was nothing in, no, slabs.
So, if you went behind the back of his back fence, you could look to your left and it was pure devastation, and you could look to the right and everything was fine.
Yeah, tornadoes are weird.
What's the name of it?
It is called
The Twister Caught in the Storm.
Caught in the Storm.
The Twister Caught in the Storm.
And it follows a number of the kids who were at the graduation party because this tornado hit at night. So they all went to high school graduation. They all went to this party, and they all got a call, get out of there, there's a tornado coming.
And the other docudrama or series or that would be worth the time would be everything that went on in the hospital. I mean, one of the things I remember from the live shot that next morning was, like, there was a wheelchair from the hospital. You know how hospital wheelchairs have their, like, their logo or their name stamped on the back?
It's kind of like spray painted on the side or something.
Yes,
yeah. Stenciled.
There was a wheelchair, like, miles from the hospital with that stamp on it. And you remember the doctors and the nurses, everything they did to try to get the patients to safety and sew up people. Like, you know, life was going on in the hospital as life goes on when that thing hit.
And how many people died?
161. Anyway, it premieres March, 19th, I believe.
That's what you said.
Look for it on Netflix.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. God knows I've twied.
When lights go down. Oh, he had some glorious 80s hair, did he not?
He was a good-looking cat. He was good-looking.
Such a stupid song. And for my friend Carrie, can you imagine having the name Carrie in the 80s?
No. Hang on. You never seen. All right.
I feel like
it's a pot it up right now.
Maybe a triangle here in here.
God knows I've twied. Apparently the Norwegians are not that good with their R's.
Can't you see it in my eyes?
Okay, all right, we're
so
good.
Bad. It's
we're
so good. Bad. Why did you put that in the show?
I didn't.
It's so bad.
This is all Sam.
If your name is Carrie, I'm sorry. You know my cousin's name's Jolene.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Everywhere she goes.
Why'd you have to do me
this
way?
Why'd you have to take my man?
Oh, my God. Story here from CBS News. Luis Rubiales, the former head of Spain's National Soccer Federation, who sullied the women's team's World Cup victory in 2023 by planting an unwanted kiss on player Jenny Hermoso's lips during the medal ceremony, was found guilty today of sexual assault. Spain's high court convicted Rubiales of assault for the forced kiss and fined him $11,300. Rubiales was also ordered not to come within 650 feet of Hermoso and cannot contact her for a year.
But he is no longer the president of the soccer federation.
That is correct. He's been fired.
Yeah.
This was apparently an incredible controversy in Spain. Prosecutors, though, had pushed for Rubiales to be imprisoned for 2.5 years for an unwanted closed mouth kiss on the lips.
Okay, real quick. It was a forceful, awkward, bizarre. Do you not remember he took her head
with both hands?
With both hands, yeah. And
planted a big one.
I think the world gave out a collective like, oh.
2.5 years in prison for that.
You know, I think the more important issue that came out of that was maybe education, and you know, we don't laugh off the 65-year-old uncle at Thanksgiving that does weird things anymore. Like you just can't,
now,
right?
Do you think part of the outrage was centered around the fact that he said initially, "Well, I didn't do anything wrong."
Well, he said it was consensual.
Yeah, and had he said, "I got caught up in the moment, I took it a step too far, I apologize," you know, the old "this isn't me" apology right. response, would they have been less aggressive about it? Because, yeah, 2.5 years in prison for that seems a little...
I mean, are we going to give somebody 2.5 years in prison if they grab a woman's butt?
Of course not. You know, I think a wider discussion needs to be had about consent at all levels and why what happened there was so inappropriate and criminal.
I don't disagree with that.
Because I think for so many decades, you just shrugged it off like, oh, he's just handsy. And I'm not talking about necessarily now, in this case now. But, you know, back in the 70s, all of the things that maybe your mom and my mom put up with that today would be considered criminal,
you know,
in the workplace and beyond.
You know, I feel more comfortable hugging a man than I do a woman. I would never hug a woman unless or until I would always extend my hand. And this has happened to me many, many times. Where I see a woman that I've known for a long, long time, I will still shake, offer my hand until or unless she says, oh, come on, Scott, I'm a hugger. Then I'll give her a hug, but not unless. I hugged Jonathan Weir out in the newsroom. No problem. We're dudes.
I hugged Weir, and I didn't ask, may I hug you? But I did.
How dare you assault him?
Right?
2.5.
But, you know, prison... for going in and grabbing the head and the kiss, you know, probably not. Did he lose his job?
He did.
Okay.
Also lost $11,300.
Okay.
But again, I also think that none of this would have played out this way had he said, I'm sorry, I went too far.
I made a mistake. I got caught up in the moment. Yeah. All I wanted was a World Cup for the team. They got the World Cup. I got carried away. I gave her a kiss on the lips. You're right. But back to my original point, I've seen enough intercom sexual assault videos or sexual harassment videos. I do not hug women unless they want me to hug them. I don't go
typically
in.
Typically a good rule of thumb.
I don't go in for the hug. But I will with the dude. Now, guys have the, you know, you have to shake hands and then you hug with your left arm. The bro hug.
Yeah, but that's different. Because I don't want to say it does not happen because men have been assaulted. Do not get me wrong. I'm not saying that. But I think as a woman, you know, with the history and quite frankly, we all know someone who has been assaulted. It's just different than, well, I give a guy a hug. It's a completely different conversation. Like if I was in a dark parking garage and a woman was parking her car next to me and walking in with me, I wouldn't think twice about it. But if a man, and he could be the nicest, most normal, kind, loving father, husband, brother, like, I don't, but I don't know you, I would have trouble breathing normally in a parking garage. And so I think it's hard for men to understand that. That's not the life you live or your experience.
You said on the air in the past, you will not get on an elevator if the door's open and the only person in there is a man.
It's a panicky thing. I mean, I have had instances where I'm in my car and I will not get out of my car if somebody else has pulled up and arrived. I will wait for that person to go in. I know too many women who have been, who are survivors of those types of things.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Hannah and the others, hang tight. We do have an open line if you want to grab it. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're using this story to propel us into a larger topic, but the former head of Spain's National Soccer Federation, Luis Rubiales, who lost his job, has been convicted today of assault for the forced kiss on a female Spanish soccer team player's lips after they won the World Cup in 2023. He's been fined $11,300. He cannot go within 650 feet. Strange number of
very specifically strange number
Jenny Hermoso, and he cannot contact her for a year. He's always claimed that it was a consensual kiss, but he did, and it was closed mouth. When she came up to get her medal at the World Cup in 2023, he grabbed both sides of her face and planted a kiss right on her lips.
653 feet is 200 meters.
Okay,
thank you, Sam. Prosecutors wanted a prison term of 2.5 years for an unwanted kiss on the lips. Okay. 913-586-7798. Hannah in Kansas City. Hello.
Hello. I was going to say I 100% agree with everything that Dana said.
I also think a big part of it probably has to do with him being in such a position of power, especially within her employment, like what she does for a living. And really and truly, all of us need to think about it, that unless somebody specifically asks you to touch them, we shouldn't be touching people, period. It's a very basic right of all of us as humans to not have to be touched, whether it's a male or a female. If you don't want to be touched, you don't want to be touched, and that's your right.
But so, how do we know? And I can think of just a handful of occasions where people touch each other without asking for permission. For example, and you could argue maybe this is with permission, a handshake, of course. But the one example I was thinking of primarily was when people say, "Hey, let's take a picture together." And somebody's taking a picture of, you know, a group of five or six friends,
yep,
and half are women, half are men, and everybody puts their arms around each other's shoulders.
But real quick, Hannah, this is why Keanu Reeves, when he takes a photo with fans or anyone,
he
puts his hand out, but he never touches the back of the other person.
And you don't have to. It's been such a thing that over the years that it's just been an accepted practice. But, you know, forever, other bad things were an accepted practice. And until we got into the mindset of that not being acceptable, that went away also. And I feel like now is the time. If you don't want to be kissed,
yeah,
doesn't matter who you are or where you are, don't, you know, unless you're asking to be kissed, don't kiss somebody. That's sexual assault, technically, in my opinion.
And I would say the same thing for the parents out there. You know, we grew up, you go give your aunt Margaret a kiss. Mm-hmm. You go give your uncle a kiss. You know, updated parenting psychology type books will say, don't do that.
But let me ask you something, and maybe you're going to say I'm being juvenile about this, but I don't think I am. When a couple, let me rephrase, when a man and a woman are going out on a date or two, and let's say it's the end of the second date, and I walk you to the door.
Okay.
Do I need to say,
I have a kiss goodnight?
We've had two wonderful dates, and I've really enjoyed your company, Dana. I'm warning you.
I'm coming in.
I'm leaning in for a kiss right now. Either reject or accept.
In case you were wondering if this romantic moment was going to escalate, I'm going to ruin all the romance and let you know.
But during a dating scenario, you either know or you do not know.
I don't.
Whether there's some vibe there.
Maybe I'm thinking there's a vibe between you and me, and you're thinking this guy is lame, he sucks, he's terrible, I don't ever want to see him again.
But those two free meals were nice.
But I thought that the two dates that we went on were really nice. You let me walk you to your front door, and I'm going in. But before I go in, I'm going to warn you, I'm going in. I mean, do I need to ask you for permission to give you a goodnight kiss? Because if I do, I just killed every romantic feeling we've ever had.
Well, I'd rather...
That is going to kind of kill the moment.
Rather you ask than end up in jail.
Let me go back to Hannah for a second if she's still there. Hannah, did you hear that example?
I'm still here. And so I'm going to tell you, this is coming from somebody who's been single for almost 10 years now. So, I mean, yeah, I'm the last person you want to ask. And I'm raising a 15-year-old daughter. And so I would tell her that if you've been on a couple of dates with a guy, although she's not dating, thank God. But I mean, if you've been on a couple of dates with a guy and he's starting to lean forward, you can take a step back and say, whoa, I see where you're coming from, but I'm not feeling that right now. You know, I mean, there is a way to kind of back away from it. I'm not saying you have to go in and say, excuse me, ma'am, would it be all right if we, you know,
right,
kiss right now?
All right.
Weirdo alert.
Let me give you another example. Because you said everybody, and you're right, Hannah, everybody has the right not to be touched if they don't want to. You're absolutely right. But I can remember when I was much younger, much more shy, scared around women, quite frankly, if I'm being honest, being in a movie theater when I was a teenager with a gal that I was very attracted to. And we're in the middle of the movie, and here goes my right hand over to hold her left hand. Is that okay?
I mean, I
I just touched her.
Again, I've been single for 7 years.
You said 10.
If not more. But I mean, I think that if she's uncomfortable with it, then she should say, or he, no matter what, because I don't like that this is becoming kind of a based on, you know, your sex. I think that it's no matter who it is,
right.
If they don't feel comfortable with it, they should be able to say, I'm not comfortable with this. But when you're on a big stage like this situation was in, she couldn't just be like, oh, well, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like it would have been as awkward for her, if not more so than it was for him, because he's just so used to obviously being able to do what he
bingo,
wants.
Hannah, I would say this, the bold nature in which he displayed this behavior would suggest he's used
he feels
to this.
Entitled.
Yes, 100%.
He's not used to being told no by women.
To go totally squirrel, we aired a traffic report that said that there is snow making visibility difficult.
Thank you.
And that there are wrecks all over the city.
Just got a text from Katie Horner, and she was like,
not really sure how that file got in there. We're working to get to the bottom of it. But
now it
there
feels
are not
like
wrecks all over the city. Visibility is not low due to the snow. There may be some bridges and overpasses that might be a little slick. Keep an eye out for those. But other than that, you're probably smooth sailing. I'm saying that without the traffic map up. But whatever we did air, I know for a fact, is not accurate.
I came in at exactly the speed limit all the way from Western Shawnee. No trouble whatsoever. I'm assuming you came up I-35.
Yeah, I mean, it's so cold, I want to die.
Well, yeah, so
but
do I.
Other than that, yeah.
There were no problems. Blind Batman on line two, hello.
Hey, you guys, haven't talked to you all in forever. Hi.
Hi, it's good to hear your voice.
Absolutely, good to be on with you guys. So in my culture, I'm Cuban. Latin American, what we do is we have the abrazo, the embrace, at the beginning and at the end of our meeting. And this freaked me out because I wasn't raised in Cuba. When I met my uncle, I was about 15, and he had come for a visit. Both of my uncles came from Cuba. Anyway, they both gave me a kiss on the cheek, and I was like, oh, razor stubble, yuck. But now I've learned as an adult that, you know, yeah, I'm like, why is this guy kissing me? Ew. So that's it's cultural, and I think we are happier and better for it because hugs are so freaking underrated. However, and I'm going to go a little bit squirrel on you. I'm on this app that is we swipe voicemails back and forth basically, and there was some blind idiot on there, and he was boasting about how he likes to feel women up, and we just crucified the idiot. Just because you're blind doesn't mean that you get to feel women up. And I even had some idiots say that to me, Scott and Dana. That this one dude is like, since you're blind, I bet you get to feel women up.
Oh, my gosh.
But let me ask.
I was like, dude, absolutely not. Yes, Scott.
Of course not. But Blind Batman, actually, it's weird that you called in today. I was thinking about the movie Ray the other day.
Yes.
And I don't know.
And I love that movie.
I was just going to say the same thing.
And I don't know why, but the scene where he is feeling the woman's face.
It's her wrist bone, Scott.
But he also, you're right, but there's another scene where he feels her face. And he can tell that she is beautiful just by the bone structure of her face. Are you able to do that because your other senses are heightened?
Not necessarily. No, they're not really even heightened. They're better. They're more honed. It's like a bodybuilding. We all have the muscles, but not all of us look like a bodybuilder. So just from using it more, and I'm so glad that you asked me that, because anytime I can share that with more than one person at a time, I am thrilled. And as far as feeling a woman's face, I've done it as a prelude to planting my lips on her because I wanted to know where the lips were. But that's, you know, after dating several, whatever. But I think I think we've become too freaking sensitive in a lot of ways. But then you have creepos that do stuff. And I wonder, you know what I wonder? I wonder if this guy had a history of doing other creepy things. And so it wasn't just that one incident, except that they only talked in court about that one incident.
Yeah, it's possible.
Well, I'll say this, Blind Batman. He was very defensive, did not apologize, and said it was consensual all the way to the end of the court hearing. He never once.
Nothing about that. If you look at the body language going on as he is grabbing her head.
I agree.
Tensed up in full rejection mode.
Yeah. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Don't forget, tomorrow, 5 o'clock, we do Festivus Friday. It is brought to you by Q39.
And by the way, I have looked. There is not a single wreck out on the highways right
okay.
now.
Thank you.
Smooth sailing, baby.
You You know, I got a sneaking suspicion when the NCAA tournament comes around, if we end up moving the games from 980 over to 98.1, we're going to be hearing a lot of Mizzou basketball.
It's certainly looking like one of the local teams is going to be in the tournament, the other one at this rate is not.
What do you mean, Missourian basketball?
Yeah, Mizzou, I don't know. Dennis Gates, first of all, we have to tip our hats to you.
Class
act. Because you have taken over that program and turned it around, and you guys have been doing phenomenal. Last year was the best year in Mizzou franchise history.
Is that a fact?
This year, they are kicking butt.
Better than the Norm Stewart years?
There was some stat going around last year that it was the best in franchise history. I don't know if
franchise
it was overall
university
or
history,
whatever. But last night they took on Alabama. Alabama was ranked fourth. Mizzou ranked 15th, based on odds and everything. Mizzou was the underdog, but it was a home game. Mizzou came out. They fought a good fight. There was about 25 or so seconds left on the clock. I was watching the game and they were up 110-98. Now, let's rewind a little bit. When they beat KU at Mizzou Arena, the fans stormed the court. And Dennis Gates called a timeout with a minute or a second and a half left and said to Bill Self and the guys, you know, you might want to clear the bench. It's about to get crazy down here. Gave them the opportunity. They had to pay, I think, a $250,000 fine to the SEC. Last night, with about 20-something seconds left on the clock, Mizzou got the ball. Alabama had kind of conceded the game is over, and instead of dribbling out the clock, Dennis Gates calls a timeout again. And this time, he walks over to the announcer's table, grabs the microphone.
Please do not rush the court.
Wow, Dennis Gates. Dennis Gates is on the mic saying, don't rush the court.
It costs a lot of money these days to a university.
Yeah.
What a ball game.
Wow, Gates gets the microphone here.
You hear him booing, though? Please do not storm the court. Boo!
Yeah, so he is telling the entire fan base.
Good for him. Good for him.
Do not rush the court. Now, there's two sides to that. One, Dennis Gates is probably looking at this and saying, you know, let's act like we've been here before. We're going to be a winning program. You can look at it from that angle. Or you can look at it from the angle of, in the SEC, if you storm the court once, it's a $250,000 fine. The second time you do it in a season, $1 million.
Is that right?
Yeah.
$1 million.
They're not messing around.
Wow.
Listen to this. We might bring this back as a topic at some point because I've never understood firebugs or arsonists. I don't understand. A Missouri woman has been charged with first-degree arson in connection with a fire inside of a bathroom at research.
Okay.
Elena Garth was charged after investigators alleged she went into the bathroom and set the fire November 5th, 2024. No one was hurt. No one was killed, but the fire caused like $8,700 damage and clearly was intentionally set. When firefighters got there, they found a white towel inside of a toilet bowl that had been ignited. She later told investigators she used a cigarette and tissue paper to ignite it, but didn't think she would hurt anyone because she thought the toilet water would extinguish the flames. Security footage showed her coming in, showed her leaving, and then showed her coming back to the hospital after the fire. There's no other information about why someone would do that, except that sounds like a firebug. If you're showing up before and you're showing up after and you're using tissue paper and
a towel,
like why, what is it about? I don't know if she was a pyromaniac or like why when people do that, do they do that? Are they drawn to the attention, the sirens and the lights, or are they drawn to the fire?
It's probably, I don't know. I'm not a pyromaniac. I'm not normal, but I'm not crazy. It is hard for me to get into the head of a woman like that, but my guess is it's a mixture of all of it. She's infatuated with fire, but also the draw of attention that it brings her.
Yeah, or why would you go back?
That's my point. She wanted to see what the reaction was. Did I get the attention action?
Oh, yeah, you got their attention.
No, sure.
You're going to jail.
But did I get attention for what I did? And I can't get inside that head. It's impossible. News with Dan Weinbaum comes your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.